I want to talk about something different. We're now at the midway point in the current decade, and I want to rewind it a little bit back a few years when I got my second chance at life, as I call it, and talk to you a little bit about the ideas and concepts that consumed my mind and were my focus at the time. And if I do rewind, I also have to introduce the reasons why. 2011, for several reasons, was a bad year for me. And it was in that summertime, to be quite exact, when I was in India that I became very, very, very sick. And as a result, I spent the better part of a year in hospital. Actually, it was in Tokyo, thankfully. What you have to understand is at the time, for whatever reasons, India was a country that I had always wanted to visit. But now, because of the PTSD that I gained from that particular trip, I'll probably never return. But don't get me wrong, Indian history and culture are both very interesting, and the food is, I guess, somewhat tasty, even though it did induce the Delhi belly. Now, what this has to do and how it relates to this video is that I said my illness was quite serious, and there were times when my doctors had pretty much given up on me and told me clearly that I should get my affairs in order, as they believed I was probably not going to live very much longer. Of course, given the serious nature of my condition and being hospitalized as I was for such a long time, well, it gave me plenty of time to personally reflect as well as think on and read others and their thoughts on the nature of reality. Probably what I concentrated on most at this time was on the nature of human consciousness itself. So in this video, we're going to be looking at an explanation of sorts of the kind of ideas that I came to after not only reading several very interesting and compelling authors on the subject, but also just my time spent considering my own life and the meaning of my consciousness. And that all follows right now. Hi everyone, just a quick ask. Given the grotesque nature of YouTube's shadow banning and unsubscribing people in their tens of thousands from this channel, please check to see that you're still subscribed, but also please head on over to Rumble and subscribe to me there. Now, to entice you to do so, once subbed, just leave a note in the comment section saying new subscriber. Then in a few weeks, I will be drawing at random for winners of Japanese Edo style prints sent to you directly from Tokyo. So thanks in advance, and just for your information, I always upload my videos to Rumble first. Now, I think it's very clear that this reality that we all inhabit consists of a physical reality, that being energy, matter, space, and the laws of physics, but more importantly, consciousness. I also think it's clear that there is a link between the two. By simply willing it to happen, we can wiggle our little toe, we can wiggle our big toe, we can wiggle our ears, we can wiggle whatever body part we choose. We can also interact and change the physical reality around us. If you pick up an object and move it, if you kick a ball, if you dig a hole, you are using your consciousness to manipulate physical reality. It's also clear to me that physical reality can affect someone's consciousness. If your body is, for example, injured, you are consciously experiencing pain. If you stand too near a flame, you're consciously experiencing the sensation of heat. If you don't wear gloves in the winter, your hands can get very cold and it's very uncomfortable. This suggests to me that one is subjective to the other, and therefore its existence arises from the other. A famous neuroscientist once mused how consciousness arises from a 3-pound mass of jelly that you can hold in the palm of your hand, and that it is one of science's deepest enigmas. But this same mainstream contemporary science would also have you believe that consciousness arises from physical reality. Now, the closest thing that we have to a physical explanation for consciousness is that of neurons. However, neurons control our entire central nervous system, not just our brains. and they are still working diligently when we're not even conscious. For example, while we're sleeping, our brains make our bodies breathe even if we're not thinking about it. And again, while we're asleep, neurons are the basis of our body's central nervous system, but not of consciousness. The only evidence that a brain or neurons are responsible for consciousness is that there is a link between the two, and that must be stressed. It's very important to understand that that link is not a physical explanation for consciousness. And that's where I think things are very interesting, because there doesn't need to be a physical explanation for consciousness if consciousness is not subjective to physical reality. And just again, for the sake of clarity, a definition of consciousness would be something such as this. Consciousness, at its simplest, is sentience or awareness of internal or external existence. And it is this consciousness that has been talked about and mused over for as long as human beings have existed. And despite centuries of analyses, definitions, explanations, and debate by philosophers and scientists, consciousness remains puzzling and controversial, being at once the most familiar and the most mysterious aspects of our lives. That last part was a quote by Robert Van Gulik in his 2004 book, Consciousness. So then, we already know that consciousness can affect physical reality. Remember, we can will our body to pick up that ball and move it in a physical reality. We also know that when we dream, we're essentially creating our own realities within our minds. There is no reason to doubt or reason to question that this could be taken to the next level or the next step. There's no evidence, philosophical or empirical, that physical reality can create something as complex and simply as perfect as consciousness. But we already know that our consciousness can create anything it wants within its own sphere of reference or within its own thoughts. This would then suggest that this physical reality that I, that you listening, that we all inhabit together is subjective to consciousness and is essentially a collective dream of all consciousness experiencing it. So consider for just a moment just how absolutely perfect, how complex, yet how simple consciousness is. If it were simply just neurons firing off around in your brain that gave rise to consciousness, then we wouldn't be any different from artificial intelligence, no different from an advanced computer. We'd be no different from one of the many algorithms that YouTube, for example, uses to censor thoughts that are not in line with their current globalist narrative. If that were true, we wouldn't be truly conscious beings. So then consider just how absolutely perfect the physical reality that we inhabit is, from the vastness of the cosmos to the beauty of a sunset or the precision of gravity. This could not have occurred by chance. This then has brought me to the idea of the primacy of consciousness, and then it leads me to the conclusion that consciousness probably creates the physical reality. We do not exist within the universe, rather, the universe exists within us. And that realization answers what to many people are the biggest and most important questions that can be asked. What is the purpose of the universe? And what is the purpose of my life? The answer to that would be that the universe is what consciousness creates for itself as an environment for experience. Life is what consciousness creates for itself as a means to that experience. And that realization that life is what consciousness creates for itself as a means of experience then leads to, arguably, the most important unanswered question of all. What happens when we die? And that question, which has confounded human beings throughout our existence on this planet, will probably vex us till the day our sun goes dark. And it will be the focus and topic of consideration in part 2 of this presentation. So thank you very much for watching. Part 2 of this series will be released shortly, and I think you'll enjoy this ride that we're going to be taking together. Thanks very much for watching. Please check to see that you're still subscribed, as YouTube, as I indicated, has unsubscribed tens of thousands of people without their knowledge or consent. Also, remember to head on over to Rumble and subscribe for your chance to win an Edo-style Japanese print. Thanks very much, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.